Hello and welcome back to Powersuit Podcast. I'm your host Lauren Ingram, and today's episode is one of a special mini-series about surviving in the creative industries during the coronavirus outbreak. Powersuit Podcast has always been about navigating your creative career and staying employable during uncertain times. Little did I know that things would look quite as uncertain as they do right now. The point of these mini episodes is to give everyone some survival tips, some positivity and creative inspiration while everyone's staying at home, as we need all the help we can get during this tricky time. I decided to invite renowned photographic agent Jermaine Walker back on the podcast to talk about what photographers and other creators can do during this lockdown period. So without further ado, I'll welcome back Jermaine. Welcome back to Powersuit Podcast. Thanks for joining.
Hi, thank you very much for asking me. How's life treating you?
It's okay. I think we've done 3 weeks of working from home. I'm actually not even certain. Finally getting into the swing of things of like what's normal and have a sort of proper working from home setup and desks and things. What about you? You said you've got a difficult internet connection at home, so not ideal.
It's absolutely typical, isn't it? I moved into a flat a week before the lockdown and there's no broadband in there. Well, there is, but it's not working and there's no TV. So
no TV either?
Yeah, no TV, no broadband. Well, luckily I've got my office, so I'm coming over nearly every day to my office in Stockwell and there's nobody else here. Everybody else is able to work from home. So at least I've got a change of scenery where I can sit in my nice office and have proper broadband and do as much work as I can possibly do and then go home to the radio.
Radio's been a bit of a lifeline at the moment, hasn't it?
I love it, yeah. And I'm not a good sleeper at the best of times, and the World Service has, it's just amazing. And Radio 6, what they're doing at the moment is brilliant.
So in terms of life in lockdown, how are you feeling about it in terms of like work and life? How have you been finding things at the agency?
Well, we're in such unusual times, aren't we, at the moment? Mm. And how our lives have changed with very, very little warning. You know, one minute we were consumed by the everyday of working, paying our bills and just doing what we did, and the next, wham. I have gone through different phases, and the first couple of weeks of the lockdown, I was certainly in a mixture of shock and panic and worry. And that was over work, money, because we've got 8 employees and none image makers, plus their families that are all interlinked with our business. And I feel very responsible for everybody. And I think it's a total falsity if I didn't acknowledge the absolute and utter real fear that we might not have work for months and months. Now I've gone through that stage, I'm slightly settling into a different headspace and I'm trying to focus on positive. I don't think I'm putting my head in the sand, and I do believe 100% in the ability of the business and the team and artists. And any and every opportunity that arises and that comes our way, we are going to take the absolute and best of everything that comes our way and take total advantage of it. I don't know how that's going to come or when it's going to come, but there are always solutions to problems, and that is where I'm now intending to put all my effort, working through what we can do, how we can do it, and how we keep everybody safe. So, yeah, it's gone from terrifying to quite empowering that I feel now I'm in a good headspace and we can move forward and hopefully we can still do some business.
I'm really glad to hear that. I think it's important that you've actually acknowledged the fact that it's possible that there might not be work for months and months, because I feel like that's being kind of implied in places but not necessarily explicitly said. And while that doesn't mean we should be sort of panicking about it or sitting there feeling anxious about the whole thing, I think you're right that it's a kind of interesting time in terms of finding solutions. I feel like I've actually been quite impressed with things that I've seen usually shared over on social media in terms of like new ideas, because it's such a new problem. Most of us haven't lived through anything like this before. And so everybody's having to create new solutions. And we've also got a completely different set of tools than we did, say, 10 years ago. So just like the amount of creativity we've seen in the world, like even separate from photography and even beyond the creative industries, you've seen people being really creative. I think it's quite an interesting time that we're living through. So I was wondering, what are you doing with your photographers at the moment, given that you can't really do any commercial shoots. I think you can't even get like insurance for any shoots or anything like that. So given those types of shoots out of the picture, what are you encouraging, like working with your photographers to do at the moment?
Well, I think the biggest thing, photographers are they work in quite an isolated manner at the best of times.
Yeah.
And working under these circumstances can make people feel more isolated or more vulnerable than they would normally be. So what we are trying to do is to have a weekly Zoom meeting with each and every one of our photographers, and come on to the Zoom meeting, and you know, we talk to each of the photographers in turn about what they're doing, how they're keeping themselves active, and how they're planning their work. Because at this time, we want each of our photographers to do a series of work that illustrates how they're feeling, what they can do, what they can shoot. Because you know, sometimes just looking out the window, you can get some inspiration. Sometimes you've got family around you, because we're not asking anybody to break the law, but to either come up with photographs, a film, or GIFs. We're asking everybody to do something every single week. And so far, we've had beautiful, beautiful stuff. And it's just each and every's personal interpretation what they're going through. And you know, some of my photographers are there with their families and their children, others are on their own in their own flat, totally isolated, and each of them able to do this work and to do really lovely things. So we're going to start putting that out on our in our website and on social channels very, very shortly.
And what about how else are you adapting?
Well, we've also found that we've quite a lot of other photographers outside of our stable who are finding these times challenging and difficult. So we've now opened up our Zoom call every day at 2 p.m. for anybody who might need just somebody to talk to about photography or film or stop frame animation. And we've got quite a lot of take up on this. And we've had subjects that we've been working on with other photographers, our motivation over this period and how to make the best use of your time, folio and website reviews and advice, how to promote yourself, organise and editing your work into a cohesive body. So anybody can have a meeting either with me or Morgan or Maya or Ellie. What do they want out of the meeting? And if they can just pop that into an email to us, then one of us will do the meeting with them. Drop us an email at jermaine@jermaine.co.uk. There's about a 2-week waiting list on it.
Oh, wow. That's quite a good idea, opening it up to people outside of your roster, because on the basis that photographers can't really work at the moment, networking is kind of the main thing you can do. And so you guys building relationships with potential people you might want to take on or kind of stay in touch with over the next few months or years. And the same for the photographers. It's a benefit to them that they're then staying in with potential agents, because you know, when all of this is over, they'll be looking for an agent to help them get things back off the ground for their careers.
Yeah, absolutely. But I slightly disagree with you, because I think people can do work now, and whether that is planning or research or editing their work or really, really focusing, you know, on exactly what they do and how they do it and make sure their images tell that story. I think it's vitally important the photographers take a good hard look at their work and what they do. It's very easy for a photographer to have a little bit of everything in their portfolios or on their website, and that really doesn't do them the best of service. Sometimes they need to really focus about what they're really, really good at and make their whole work pull together so there's one story and it's all coming from one clear focus point. And now photographers have got the time to do that, to sit back and really, really work out whether each of those images on their website or in their folios are telling that story. And if they're not, that they need to re-edit or reshoot or redo. And now is just a wonderful time for people to do that.
Yeah, that's lovely. I think you're right. It's a great chance to create a marketing plan for the rest of 2020 once we've resurfaced.
I think almost that they've got to put on two marketing plans. One is a COVID-19 marketing plan. What do I do now? How can I keep a bit of money coming in? Or how can I make the best use of my time at this particular moment? And then getting back to normal marketing plan, how am I in the best possible place to fly when we come out of this?
Yeah, I think I'm working on something similar for my work as well. And then what about you personally, Jermaine? What are you doing in terms of adapting your work?
Well, we have put together a document which we're sending to all our clients, letting them know exactly what we can do and what we can't do. And once you actually drill down into what the law allows you to do, we can do an awful lot. Yeah, we've got a fully equipped studio with all the lighting, we've got sound, we've got film, we can do still lives, we can do stop frame animation, we can do food shoots, we can do all of that sort of thing. Each of our photographers have put together a document of their environments. And again, this has all gone out to our clients just to say, guys, if you've got any projects and any of what we're showing you here fits the bill, let us know. So, you know, there are possibilities. I'm hoping that over the next couple of months, we will be at least able to secure a couple of jobs for a few of the photographers or filmmakers so we can keep a little bit of revenue flowing.
Really nice. So continuing on with that point, do you have any other advice, any other tips that you haven't already mentioned to help them find work in the longer term?
Yeah, I think my first thing is don't dwell short term on what is happening now. You've got to look at the bigger picture and look way beyond what this crisis. Because if you can only look at what is happening now, then you're missing a heck of a lot. I think this should not stop anybody shooting. And you don't have to shoot in the way, you know, if you're a lifestyle photographer and you only shoot people running along the beach or whatever, you know, do something different. Go and do something in your front room. Step outside of your comfort zone and just see where it takes you. There's nothing wrong with shooting and getting it wrong because you learn an awful lot from that. And having to work in a slightly different way might open up some new fields and some new possibilities for you. I think the point that I said earlier, make a strategy plan for now and a strategy plan for getting back to normal. I think that's really, really important. And I think photographers, because they work on them, they need to talk to people, and whether that's family and friends or whether that is other people in the business. And I think they should make sure that they're talking to people every single day. And let's face it, there are an awful lot of creatives out there from agencies, art directors, and the like, who are in the same situation that we are in. And they would really, really appreciate somebody picking up the phone and going, how are you doing? So I think we can do those things just as they can for us. Positive and upbeat helps. Take advantage, learn new skills, improve. Don't forget other people might need help. Be flexible, personal life and also in your business life. And if you need to pivot and change directions, be prepared to do it. Don't be stuck in a rut of, I've always done it, so there's a new way to do it. Try something new. Who knows when we will ever have this opportunity again to time. You know, time is something that we generally don't get this much time. So make the absolute fun experiment. Just really enjoy it. Positive, be grateful, and don't waste the crisis. Go and do work and make the most of it. And don't forget to wash your hands.
Amazing. Thank you so much. As this was our sort of super short and sweet version, yeah, I really appreciated you sharing your survival tips for everybody during this strange period. And I'm also really glad that you have such a positive outlook on the opportunities for it. So thanks so much for your time, Jermaine.
My absolute pleasure. And I wish everybody the very, very best of luck. And if anybody needs a bit of helping hand, just give me a shout.
Oh, thank you. This has been Powersuit Podcast, your creative careers podcast for uncertain times. For more advice, check out the back catalogue of episodes with creative leaders from companies including Twitter, Google, Havas and Galdem, as well as interviews with amazing freelancers. All of the episodes are about creative careers and how to stay skilled up and employable in uncertain times, so they're more relevant now than ever. We've got a couple more mini episodes coming up specific to the coronavirus situation, so hit subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. Thanks for listening.